Okay, great. So I've started recording. So I have a list of questions here. We don't necessarily have to answer all of them. Let me tell you a little bit about the Greensboro Holistic Collective, first of all. We are an organization that promotes and advertises the holistic community. So we have a directory that that people can look for on our website. And like if you're looking for a massage or if you're looking for a Reiki session or if you're looking for cupping or raindrop therapy, you can go on our website and look at our directory and there'll be a whole list of us. We do have events. We're having like a healing arts fair in October. So the purpose of this is to find other organizations out there that we could maybe affiliate with or maybe have like our same goal of just helping the community. And so we were going to feature your organization in our August newsletter because it's the whole back to school thing and we figured that you would fit right in there. Let me get started here. First off, tell me about your organization.
Our mission is to connect children and their families with resources needed to thrive. So, what that means is not only do we provide the tangible resources like food, clothing, hygiene products, school supplies, diapers, baby items, household goods, but we also supply support to fund resources beyond tangible items and to support the family holistically and work with them towards self-sufficiency. So that takes place in a coaching, goal-setting, referral model that we call Beyond the Basics. So we're trying to help families with their short-term needs and with their long-term needs.
Okay, so it's not, it sounds like it's not just the backpacks for the kids then. It sounds like you help the entire family.
That's correct. It started out as a food backpack program in one school, and that grew to many schools, and then food led to other items that the children and families were struggling with. And then we started expanding outside of schools to other partner agencies, so pediatricians' offices, healthcare settings, housing authority sites, partner agencies, and then created a family market where families can come in and shop at no cost. And then layering in the additional deeper support through Beyond the Basics. So
Okay, okay.
it started out as the backpack program, but it's grown in the past 16 years from that.
That so 16 years. Wow, that's a long time.
Yes. We've been around for a while.
Wow, okay. So wellness can mean many things. What does wellness mean within the context of your organization and the people that you serve?
Yeah, so we look at it in a lot of different ways. So obviously, it started out as, body wellness in the sense of making sure that children and families had the food they needed. But it also extends not just to food, but nutrition as well. So we don't want to just provide food, we want to provide nutritious food. But wellness also goes along with having the right equipment and diapers and clothing and other items that a family needs. And it also translates to emotional and mental health. We know that if a family is stressed and worried about where their next meal is coming from, or do they have the clothing they need for the child or the diapers they need for the child, how that impacts the parents, but also how it trickles down and can overwhelm and stress the children. So really it's holistic wellness for us. We are touching all different, types of wellness within the families. And to take it in its literal meaning as well, we just actually had our first yoga class in our space. So we are providing once a month free yoga classes for those we serve. So we're really trying to touch on all different aspects of a person's wellness.
That's awesome. I'm really glad that we're having this conversation. I had no idea, and this is part of the reason why we do this, because we kind of just see what somebody's doing based on their website or seeing them out and about, but we really don't know the depth of it. So this is really great. Are you able or willing to share a story or an example about an individual, family, or community that's been impacted by your organization?
Yeah, so I actually would love to kind of tell you about an impact that we make that sometimes you may not think about, because a lot of times we share the impacts of what the food means to the family, or the diapers, or the coaching. I have a lot of quotes and stories about that, but I think it's also important to think about the ways that we impact our community beyond those who we serve. So just a couple examples to give you is we allow children as young as 5 to volunteer with us. We think it's really important that children in our community learn to give back at a young age. So we have about 400 volunteers that join us in our warehouse every week to either deliver goods into the community, to restock our shelves in our family market, to sort products, to make bags of food, to hang clothes. And one of the groups that we're impacting a lot are our children that are coming and giving back to other children and families in our community. And that really excites me. We also have a lot of special needs groups that come and volunteer with us. And we can accommodate that in a large warehouse with a lot of different types of tasks. So those are just a couple different communities that we're impacting that a lot of people don't necessarily think about.
I love that so much. I know that raising my daughter, we did a lot of community service events, and I feel that it's so important for them to learn that the people have it much worse than they do, and them not getting the newest toy or you know, whatever they want, it kind of gives them perspective, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so are there any upcoming events, projects, or opportunities that you would like the community to know about?
So, no specific events. Our two bigger events that we were hosting this year we've already had, but there's always different ways for families to get involved with us or individuals to get involved. We have volunteer shifts, usually about 6 days a week in our warehouse, and multiple Monday through Friday each day. So we are always looking for people to come volunteer with us. One focus we have right now is school supplies. We're getting ready for back to school. So we are collecting school supplies. We're also collecting new and gently used children's clothing for those back to school clothes, food as well, and all of the other things that we collect. But really hyper-focused on that back to school season and some of the needs that the children will have.
Okay. Is there a particular event with a date and a time that you'd like us to know about and share?
No, we don't have, those are just ongoing needs, no specific event. So our volunteer page has dozens of dates and times that people can look at if they'd like to come volunteer with us.
Okay, so if they want to become involved, they just go to your website and they pick a time slot that works for them.
Correct, yep.
Okay. What are some of the biggest challenges that are facing the people that you serve today?
Really what we're seeing is just the cost to live these days. Cost of goods are so high. Gas is expensive, food is expensive. I think everybody, no matter if you're struggling or not, you know, goes out to a meal, goes to the grocery store, and they're like, wow, gosh, that's a lot of money. So everything is really expensive, and families are really feeling it. We've also seen a cut in SNAP, so there's a lot of families that have been kicked off of SNAP or have reduced SNAP, so that is impacting families. A lot of the families we're serving, most of them are working families that have jobs, they just can't make ends meet, especially at the end of the month. So that's really the biggest struggle for the families is just, it's expensive to live these days. rent is expensive, and it's hard to make ends meet when minimum wage stays the same that it has for decades while cost of goods continue to rise.
Keeps rising, yeah. Does that affect, or does that give you any challenges within your organization with fulfilling your mission?
Absolutely, because we have way more families coming to us than really ever before. And not only when the cost of goods rise, we see more people coming, but when cost of goods rise, that means our money goes doesn't go as far. So, as food prices go up, we see that on our end as well, on the purchase end. So it costs us more to purchase the amount of food that we used to be able to purchase for that price. So yeah, you kind of get pushed on both ends, and it does make things difficult. Fundraising is a huge piece of what we do. It's my primary role, and always looking for more people to support us. But beyond monetary support, we're always looking for companies and individuals who want to give back in that in-kind sense, so the actual tangible item. So it may be a food company that has excess and can donate the food products, or a clothing manufacturer that has excess. We're always looking for partnerships to be able to bring those products in for a reduced or free free.
Okay. What opportunities for positive change or growth do you see within our community?
What opportunities for positive growth in our community? I mean, I think it's really important just for people to come together and to find time to give back. There's so many different ways to give back. So it could be coming and volunteering with us. It could be cleaning out your child's closet. There are a lot of gently used items that we can distribute. So we take gently used children's toys and books and clothing, baby accessories. So there's a lot of free ways that people can support us. But I think people knowing that there is an issue going on in our community and their willingness to find time to make an impact on it.
Okay. And how can Greensboro Holistic Collective help to amplify your mission and connect you with the broader community?
Well, I think that keyword is connection. I think that is a huge piece. So what you're doing right now is absolutely one way, spreading the word about our work. Like you said, you had no idea of all we do. So we're trying to get the word out there of all the different things that we do so people can learn and find their way to help us and support us. So spreading the word is huge. Finding the time for your community to come together and volunteer together might be great. It may be great for a group of you all to hold a collection for us. There's a lot of different ways, but I think spreading the word, bringing awareness to the need is a great first step.
Okay. And what gives you hope for the future?
I think we can do more. I think we've really built a trust with the families that we serve, and I want to make it easier for families to access resources, because a lot of them are struggling with transportation. And so when they come to our warehouse for services and then they have to go 2, 3, 4 other places for other resources, that's a real strain on the families. So we're looking toward other ways that we can provide resources that families need in one space.
Okay. And you've mentioned about the volunteering and how people can get involved with that. Is there anything else that you would like us to know about your mission or vision or your organization?
I don't think I mentioned, but we have become a diaper bank recently. That is something new to us in the past year. So we are also the Guilford County Diaper Bank. So that might be of interest to some of your readers. But that's another great program of ours. We're not just distributing diapers, but we are a diaper bank that is helping a lot more families now through that partnership.
So people can just come to your organization and donate diapers or backpack supplies or clothes or pretty much anything, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
Yep, other than furniture.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, I think that's all the questions that I have, Parker. I'm so thankful that you took the time to meet with me. I'm going to go ahead and forward this to the rest of the newsletter team. And then when it's done, I'm going to email you a copy of the newsletter. And if you have some kind of social media or bulletin board or something to get it out there that we're all kind of in the same boat here, we're all trying to help people, that would be great.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for thinking of us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. Good luck with everything. And I'm sure that you're probably going to get a lot more participation after this hits the print.
We would love that. And yeah, we would love that. That'd be fantastic. Thanks for bringing awareness to our work.
Of course. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one.